This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Jim, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for taking the time to hop on. I guess the first question, what's the current status of Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Yeah, it was interesting. So today's practice, Doc Rivers says Giannis, you know, participated in walkthrough, and I think that's exactly what that is, right? Standing around on the court, kind of be, you know, in position where, you know, as you kind of skeleton around coverages, offensive sets, et cetera, but nothing live. He hasn't done anything live like that. And so it was interesting, JR, because earlier in the week, Bucks president Peter Fagan went on a local radio show and said, you know, Giannis is out for sure for game one. And Doc today was like, well, I don't know. You know, like, we hope, you know, maybe. And if we have to throw him out there, we will. So, I don't know. I mean, it feels unlikely, JR, that he's going to be good to go. It's less than 2 weeks since he injured that calf muscle on April 9th. But I would say just the fact that he's in a position to be out on the court and moving around, you know, as opposed to, you know, in a boot, you know, in rehab all the time. Take that for what it's worth. But I think it'll be a little bit before we actually see Giannis, you know, play in this playoff.
Well, Jim, having said that, and you talk about what we heard from Fagan early in the week and then what we heard from Doc Rivers today, do you think Doc Rivers was just participating in a little bit of public gamesmanship for the Pacers?
I feel like there's a little bit of that. You know, I covered this team in the championship season when it looked like Giannis totally wrecked his knee in game four of the Eastern Conference Finals. And then 6 days later, you know, he's playing game one of the finals, and we know
Superman.
What happened there.
So, right.
And I've seen, I've been around him enough, JR, on a daily basis to see him play through stuff that regular basketball players can't play through. So it's a weird thing. Like there always has to be a little bit of Superman attached to Giannis when it comes to injury recovery. But that said, it's still less than 2 weeks. It's a pretty severe calf strain. Damian Lillard suffered this exact calf strain a year ago and said it hurt like heck. He used an expletive. And it took him 15 days to come back. And so we're still less than 2 weeks. Yeah, I do feel maybe a little bit of gamesmanship, but it's Giannis. You have to allow him that, because if anything, over these years, he's proved to be like Wolverine sometimes.
Yeah, built with adamantium. Jim Ozarski is here with us from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You talk about Damian Lillard, underwhelming this past season. How have the two of them meshed, and what's been the issue?
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been great. That's for sure. At times, it's been very good. And look, Jared, they made a coaching change for a reason after 43 games. And so it's an admission by the organization that Adrian Griffin wasn't the right hire. And, you know, Damian was pretty candid about this after the change to Doc Rivers, Jerry says, hey, you know, our two-man game, meaning me and Giannis, is finally being addressed by Doc. And meaning they're actually running that stuff in practice. And it sounds pretty simple, but obviously what that means is under Griffin, maybe it wasn't run as often or as much as they maybe needed it to be. And who knows, maybe there was some part of them, JR, that thought it would just be simple, that would just be easy to do, and that's just not how it works. So I think some of their growth as a two-man game was stunted through those first 43 games, and then there's only been so much they could do after that with limited practices. And look, the big three of Giannis, Dame, and Chris Middleton have played six full games together under Doc Rivers. I think all of that speaks to why the Dame Giannis thing has been so herky-jerky all year.
But Jim, we know that Doc Rivers, since he's taken over, he has a record of 17-19. He's typically not someone to hold his tongue, is may tick off his players here and there. If this doesn't work out in the first round or at any point, what do you think is going to be the first issue that he addresses?
Well, I think it might just be the last thing I said, which was, hey, January 29th, I had the big guys together for just six games. They played eight total. Giannis left one early. Middleton left one early. I think the fact that, you know, no training camp with Dame and Giannis to get those two right on game one. I think if, and look, I understand the national perception of Doc. And if he were to say those things, let's say they lose in the first round, it's going to come across as an excuse or whatever. But being here, JR, like, that's a reason. When you dedicate $120 million or so to three players and they don't play together, it leaves the rest of your team exposed. I mean, let's be honest. Like the sixth to tenth men, if you're asking them to play 2 to 5 man minutes, that's not great for you. So, yeah, you're right. Doc has been pretty honest. He has said, we haven't won enough. You know, they own that. There have been things that haven't looked great. And to his credit, he has owned that and said, we need to be better and find this out as coaches. I guess we'll see this week, JR, if having the time off to prepare for Indiana helps them mitigate, you know, Dame's maybe hobbled, his issues, as well as Giannis maybe missing some games.
Jim Ozarski is here with us, covers the Bucks for the Journal Sentinel out in Milwaukee. Speaking of the Pacers, we know it's a young team, and even to a certain degree, Haliburton hasn't looked the same since he's come back from his hammy injury. What do you expect this series to look like, especially not knowing what's going on with Giannis?
Yeah, I mean, the Pacers are going to come in with all the confidence in the world. You know, beating the Bucks 4 out of 5, even though it was back in the first 3 months of the season, even though the Bucks are a different team under Doc Rivers, you know, the Pacers are different too. You know, two players who really hurt the Bucks in those five games. Benedict Mathurin is hurt. Buddy Hield is gone. Bruce Brown was traded. Pascal Siakam is interesting because he adds some things for the Pacers, but also slows things down a little bit. You know, but that said, I think the Pacers are brimming with confidence in every right they should. And Tyrese Haliburton was going to have a cheering section, Oshkosh, Wisconsin native. There are people going to root for him, advisor for him. And so, yeah, I think for the Bucks, it's important to hold home court, be it a split or two games. They need to win a game or two at Fiserv Forum to sort of hold the rope for Giannis down the line, JR. But also the Pacers, look, I mean, Gainbridge Fieldhouse is going to be rocking. They haven't had much playoff time in years down there. They're really excited. It's a tough place to play, especially if Tyrese has got those guys running like they have, you know, most of the season.
All things considered, Jim, when you look at what we've seen throughout the entire season, what's currently going on with the Bucks, do you think they're still championship contenders, and could they still peak at the right moment in time?
This is so interesting, JR, because I have to say yes. Because as we talk, I don't know that Giannis isn't coming back. right? They haven't done that. He's not ruled out for the season. So if the expectation is that when he's finally cleared to play, he's healthy, the last time we saw Giannis healthy in a playoff was 2022 against Boston. And that Celtics team went to the finals, and he dragged the Bucks to two elimination games. They were up 3-2, tied 3-3. It was one of the – basketball reference it up. It's one of the greatest single performances in a playoff series ever. I mean, I think over 300 points, 100 rebounds, 50 assists. If that's the Giannis that's going to show up because he'll be healthy after this time off, JR, I mean, the Pacers have nothing for him, to be honest.
And I don't think anybody does.
Then you're
anything.
And then you're talking about a second-round series between the Knicks and 76ers that, what, six, seven games, really tough. So that's a second-round opponent. And now you're thinking, okay, maybe you see Boston on the other end. And they did split their series this year for whatever it's worth. Both teams held serve on home court. I think once you get to a conference final, that's, I mean, you're talking about, right, the best of the best. So, yeah, JR, I do think there is that path for as raggedy as it's looked at times. That's the path, is the Bucks keep this a series, and then Giannis comes in healthy to close out this first one and really maybe catch some momentum going forward.
Hey, Jim, what are some issues? Well, not issues. I mean, win, lose, draw. What are the Bucks going to have to do in the offseason? When it comes down to the roster, what are some points of concern and thought?
Well, look, I think it does matter the end result, JR. Let's not kid ourselves here. I mean, this is, what, the third highest payroll in basketball in a mid-market for several seasons now, right? They swung big again on Damian Lillard. No draft capital till 2031. You know, they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars. They're paying three coaches right now. So I would think if this flames out before a conference final, I think ownership has every right to examine how this was built, right? What's the front office been doing? Were these the right decisions? Was this the right internal scouting? Now, that said, again, we'll go back to six games together with your head coach. So I don't think this is some sort of, well, it didn't work this year, let's just, you know, do something else. I don't think that's the case. Giannis Antetokounmpo extended. He's under contract for another handful of years. It runs concurrent with Damian Lillard. The core is aging, but it is under contract. Yes, it looked bad, JR, but this team was 30-13. They finished with 49 wins. If those guys are healthy, are we talking about a 52-53 win team here? And maybe the mood's different, right? So it's all about, I think, the end result for sure. But as a high salary, high dollar team, second apron team, all that boring stuff, it's about the edges and who are your minimums, who wants to come play with these guys, that kind of thing. And what does Doc Rivers do after a full summer and a full camp? I mean, that's going to be a big part of this organization going forward.
Well, Jim, I see the answer. He's on the bench. The Nassus is going to be most improved next year. A sixth man. It's
look,
okay.
I will say this. I will say this. He is beloved in that locker room, I get it. He's a good vibes guy, but, you know, sometimes that is needed.
Yeah, great podcast, too, by the way, for Thanasis. Hey, Jim, you do amazing work yourself. Where can people follow you and everything you got going on with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel?
I appreciate that so much. We're at jsonline.com. Easy way to find all of our stuff about the Milwaukee Bucks, about this playoff run, Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo injury updates. It's like every day. It's like football season, JR. It's like, you know, questionable, soft tissue, who's doing what. JSonline.com.
Now, and final question here. Now that you say that, now I told a lie. Is there not concern? Yes, Giannis is Superman. Is there not concern that this injury could turn into a more severe injury?
I mean, I think initially there's always a concern. I mean, right, they do the Achilles test in the building that night. His Achilles was intact. It a very specific calf strain. Look, he did have left hamstring issues. He had left Achilles tendonitis. This is a left calf strain. Obviously, there's a pattern there, right, JR? So yeah. I think for sure there is a broader concern, right? You know, big muscles, soft tissue, ligaments, tendons, etc. Which is why I think he's got to feel nothing in there. You know, meaning feeling great to really be cleared, and for them to feel or the imaging must show some lack of inflammation type of thing. So I think they are going to be very careful with this because, look, if they get to game five, it's over 2 weeks. If it goes beyond, you're getting into that 3 week period, and then he could play, right? And you're not risking maybe being done for the entire run, as long as the rest of the guys can kind of do what they're supposed to do.
All right, we're going to find out soon enough. That game one is on Sunday. Hey, Jim, safe travels. We'll catch you on down the line and see what happens with these Bucks, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps. Thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.